So then, on your county today with North Yorkshire County Council, I have Councillor Don McKenzie. Hello.
Hello.
Now, today we're going to be having a look at the roads. It's a hot topic for a lot of people. A lot of people spend a lot of their times in their cars. We're going to be talking about changes to Bond End in Knaresborough, the relief road as well between Harrogate and Knaresborough, and also some changes in parking permits, particularly for residents in Harrogate. So should we start with Knaresborough first of all? Should we start with Bond End and what's going on there and what the plans are for 2018?
Yes, as listeners will be aware, we've been looking for some time at Bond End, which is a complex historic junction at the end of the High Street in Knaresborough. It's one of three air quality management areas that have been designated by Harrogate Borough Council as being junctions where the emissions from vehicles are causing air quality problems. In all cases, it's nitrogen dioxide, which is the gas that's causing the difficulty. And as drivers know, Bond End is a very busy junction. We have two sets of traffic lights there. And when you drive, you often have to spend time with an idling engine at a red light. So we have had a steering group working on behalf of North Yorkshire County Council, and they've been looking at various options to change the traffic management arrangements in such a way in order to reduce the queues of standing traffic with idling engines. And the favourite of the seven options we presented to residents of Knaresborough was option one, which dispensed with all of the traffic lights and replaced them with two mini roundabouts.
So residents or people that pass through the Bond End area of Knaresborough can look forward potentially to that one. Next one as well, let's move from Knaresborough and travel towards Harrogate. Now, many people know that journey is not the easiest of journeys. If you're trying to bypass Harrogate area, it's not too easy. So there has been a lot of chat about a relief road. Tell us where we are with that and what options are looking most likely.
Yes, a long report came to Harrogate Area Committee of North Yorkshire County Council in December 2017, and the committee was asked to look at options to take forward to public consultation in 2018 to ask some 100,000 residents of Harrogate and Knaresborough how they thought that the congestion problems that undoubtedly exist in our towns now should be tackled. In the event, the area committee, by a big majority, felt that they only wished to take forward an option which included changing people's behaviour and boosting sustainable transport measures. And they did not want to take further the question of a relief road. Because of that, we decided to not go forward with the consultation, which was due to start at the end of December. We've delayed the whole matter by at least 6 months in order that we can look again at the concerns that were expressed by those area committee members. Clearly, we'd like to ask the general public. We feel that this is a very important question that all residents of Harrogate and Knaresborough should have a say in. It is important for the livelihood of our towns. It's important for businesses that we get the congestion issue right. Queuing traffic, congested streets, bad air quality, all of these things are bad for the towns, especially for the well-being of the towns and the business livelihood of the towns. And so we're looking again at the proposal concerning a Harrogate relief road with a view to going out to consultation later in 2018.
It's a problem that I think a lot of places in the UK will be having, as we are a growing population, but obviously on the other side of the coin you've got beautiful areas that people don't want to be spoiled by roads. So it's an ongoing problem that we will eventually tackle, so we'll hear about that later on in the year. Leading very nicely, parking permits. Everybody who has a car needs somewhere to put their car to sleep at night time. In Harrogate, this has been a topic prices are increasing unless people are able to get the permits. But there is an update that you've got on those for us, Councillor Don McKenzie.
Yes, there is. We undertook a review of parking permits and charges for parking permits last year. The cost of parking permits in the county is very varied. It differs from Harrogate, from Northallerton and from Scarborough. So we were anxious to simplify the parking permit scheme and also to standardise the costs throughout the county. Parking permit charges have remained unchanged for over 10 years. So certainly we had to look at the cost of parking permits. At the moment, the parking permit scheme countywide is costing the taxpayer about £120,000. That is, the costs of running the scheme are far greater than the receipts through parking permit charges. So first of all, we've decided to increase charges. Currently they're £16 a year to park your car in the town centre in designated places. We've increased that to £30. It is a big increase, but bearing in mind that that cost beforehand had remained static for over 10 years, so there's a lot of inflation we're taking into account there. But at the same time, we're wishing to respond to a huge number of requests from residents, especially in Harrogate and Knaresborough, to look at residential parking zones. In other words, those areas where, if residents want them, we can introduce parking restrictions to prevent the sort of situation that exists in places like the Saints Estate or indeed the Duchy Estate, which I represent as a county councillor, where you have cars often visiting the town centre in the case of the Duchy Estate, or visiting the hospital in the case of the Saints Estate, or indeed pupils or staff at the secondary schools in that area. You've got these cars parked all day long on the streets of the estate, often causing difficulties for residents who find they are unable to drive out of or into their driveways because cars are parked very close to the dropped curbs on both sides of the road, making access into and out of properties very difficult. Now, we haven't been able to respond to any of those requests in recent years simply because we didn't have the money, the funding to do it. As I explained, the parking permit scheme is in fairly large deficit. But with increased charges, we will be able to run a small surplus, and we can use that small surplus to put ourselves into the position of being able to consider requests for residential parking schemes. And if residents want them, and if they fulfil other criteria, then we can roll them out. So whilst increases in charges are never particularly welcome, in this particular case, these surpluses will be used for services that residents are now asking us to provide.
I think, like all problems, sometimes paying a little bit more may actually solve this problem, and it's a better service all round. Councillor Don McKenzie, thank you very much, and we'll be hearing more from you very shortly.